reading in our trip through the minor prophets in Zechariah this morning. It is Zechariah, the first chapter, and then running into the through the second chapter as well. Zechariah is in the midst of several visions, these appearances of strange things that then must be interpreted by his angel companion. And this vision is of four horns and then four craftsmen, four skilled workers, we might say, carpenters or someone else who is adept with tools. And the horns, we're told, are representing the surrounding nations that have been hostile toward God and his people. And then the craftsmen appear, and their role is to destroy the horns. The nations that had scattered Israel were finally going to get their just deserts and be overthrown. And just as the horns had terrified the men of Judah, so now the horns are going to be terrified by the craftsmen. Despite the strength of Israel's enemies, and despite the fact that nothing would appear in the world around them to threaten their power, the great nations are going to be stripped of strength, and it is going to be done by God's agents of deliverance. We're reminded that God has not forgotten his people. He's going to act. May not be in our timing. It may not be what is convenient to our schedule. May not be as quickly as we want. But the arrogance and the injustice of human nations does not pass unnoticed. It will be dealt with because our God has not abandoned justice. That vision is hardly faded when another one comes, a man with a measuring line, in other words, a surveyor. And when asked his business, he says, well, there's going to be a greatly enlarged Jerusalem filled with people, and I'm just laying out the borders. But the future would be different than the past, because the Lord would be the wall of fire around her, and he would be the glory in her midst. That is why all the children of Zion that had not yet returned from exile in Babylon are beckoned to come. Make haste and return. But that's not all. The population is going to be further enlarged by a flood of Gentiles from many nations, the prophet is told, and all would be God's people. The Lord was coming. He was coming to dwell in her midst. The Lord would again choose Jerusalem, and it would be a city without walls, an enduring and secure home for God's people in all generations. I read then Zechariah chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? And he said to me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, what are these coming to do? And he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one raised his head. And these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length. And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him and said to him, run, say to that young man, Jerusalem is to be inhabited as villages without walls, because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, declares the Lord. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who served them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and they shall be my people, and I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Those words are not words of comfort to the nations, but rather words that strike terror. The holy God has been roused, and he will come in judgment. God's people need to take great consolation in that promise, for those who have abused the church in every generation will receive their justice. And those who continue to persecute God's people will receive judgment. That is our hope in the protection of the one who is a wall about us and a fire in our midst. And so for that we give thanks.